姊妹，我们一起来欢庆您的降临的时候。
So we're celebrating your birth.
主啊，我们必须承认，我们就是一群罪人。
So we're all sinners.
所以我们来在一起服侍你的时候。
So when we serve you together.
是主，愿你的大能，愿你的智慧带领着我们。
May your power and wisdom guiding us.
愿我们每天的生活里面能够注视那个主的心。
So during our daily life, we can realize the heart of the Jesus.
啊，主的心在我们里面，不只是在外面带领我们。
So not just leading us outside.
也在里面给我们光照，指引我们该走的路。
Give us light inside to guide us.
是主，我们虽然一起来庆祝啊，你的降临，甚至等待你再来的时候。
We're celebrating your birth and waiting for your second coming.
但我们必须承认，我们对你的认识还不是很够。
But we must admit we don't know you enough.
我们常常认为你可能就是那先知。
Because we only think you're the prophet.
我们也是要认为你是那个有大能行神迹的那一位。
And you're a miracle worker.
我们也可能也认为你是那能够医病赶鬼的那一位。
And also healing, driving out demons.
但主啊，你在今天的信息里面却帮助我们，你生来就是我们的王。
But the message today tells us you are an all-born king.
所以我们并不是只是来单单的敬拜你给我们的爱恩典与给我们的一切祝福而已。
We're not just worship for your love, grace, and blessings.
我们更愿意来敬拜你，你是那坐在宝座上的那个王。
Because we worship you, you're the king sitting on the throne.
主，你是王。
You are the king.
因为我们的所思所想都放在你的面前。
So may our thinking and behavior in front of you.
主，你在宝座上。
You are in the throne.
我们常常把我们这个人放在你的宝座上。
So, but we sometimes put ourselves on the throne.
主，有时候我们也认为你是那个耶利米。
So we think you're the Jeremiah.
你是那个哀哭的先知。
Because you're a crying prophet.
但主，你的辈分高于耶利米。
But you're higher than prophets.
你是那个大祭司。
So you're the high priest.
你把我们带到我们的父神面前。
So bring us in front of your heavenly father.
感谢主，你甚至你更是为我们死掉的那一位。
You also died for us.
你把我们这一群人的所有的罪背在你的身上。
So you carry all our sins.
成全了救恩的实际。
And accomplish the salvation.
但主啊，我们今天早晨愿意再来重温你给我们极大的恩典。
So we want to reflect your grace to us.
也更愿你的话生根在我们这个人的里面。
So may your word be the root in our heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣诞节不单单只是外面一个庆祝活动而已。
Christmas is not just about celebration.
它更是一个属灵的象征。
But it's also the symbol of spirituality.
我们在这里敬拜的时候。
When we worship here.
愿每一位将你的心敞开。
May everyone open their heart.
愿主的话在里面光照我们。
May his word shine within.
那我们不仅仅是沉迷对他的欣赏而已。
Not just enjoy his presence.
而是我们真正的生活里面有得到他的指引与光照。
But we need his light and guidance in our life.
所以我恭敬地把我们今天大小的服事，我们的信息，还有莫牧师的一些介绍，还有我们中午的晚餐，我在这里一起的都交托给你。
So we leave everything to you, my servant, the luncheon and Pastor Man's sharing with his teaching material, with her teaching material later.
So 我们也把这群同工辛辛苦苦的，让我们这可以来享受你。每一次主日，我看到他们，我感谢赞美主。
I thank for the co-worker putting the worship together.
因为他们同心合意来服侍您的教会。
They serve in unity for this church.
是要荣耀我们父神的名。
For this church to glorify your name.
主，我也把弟兄姊妹他们平常的生活我也交托给你。
I put brothers sisters daily life into your hand.
愿在今天来敬拜您的时候，你的话在他里面提醒他们。
May your word remind them.
在生活里面，我们要好好的与你有亲近的关系。
So we need to have close relationship.
我们要好好的读你的话语。
Read your word.
我们常祷告。
Pray often.
我们乐意的帮助需要帮助的人。
So help others.
所以我们对我们社区一些弱势团体，我们也必须附上我们的关心。
So we need to pay attention to the people in need.
因为我们知道主，你也是一个公义的王。
Because you're a righteous king.
主啊，所以把我们教会往前交托给你。
So put the future of this church in front of you.
2023年有小组事工，我们知道敬拜，感谢敬拜同工的摆上，还有一些媒体事工。
So we have 2023, the ministry of cell group, worship, and media.
主啊，我们也开始所谓的，已经开始所谓的小组长的训练。
We also started a training for the small group leaders.
愿主纪念我们这样的摆上。
May God remember our service.
最重要，我们所做所为的都是为了福音的缘故。
All for the sake of gospel.
我也把弟兄姊妹在出外旅行的，或是身体不舒服的，在这里再一并的交托给你。
We also lead the brother traveling abroad or have a physical sickness.
也求你纪念师母在台湾的行程。
Especially my wife traveling in Taiwan.
还有慧明姐在台湾的身体的健康。
And Sister Hui Ming's health in Taiwan.
还有以恋姐他们一些，我想没办法一一提名的比较年长体弱的弟兄姊妹们。
And there are many seniors, too many to mention here.
所以我们也特地为我们一个弟兄，他今天全家没有来，他堂弟兄他的太太生了一个很可爱女儿，叫做韵佳，我们把他全家交托给你。
So we have newborn with the brother Tang and his family. They couldn't be here today, but let's celebrate his newborn daughter.
主啊，我也今天把我们准备放食的阔弟兄跟 Jennifer 姐，我也把这对可爱的夫妻交托给你。
We also put Jennifer and Brother Kwok preparing the luncheon today in front of you.
也把阿琳姐准备的水果一些的旁边的食物，我们也交托给你。
And also Sister Irene for the fruit and veggies.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿这教会是你在这地方的彰显。
Because this is your church manifest in this place.
我们当然都是来在一起来服侍你。
We all serve together for you.
所以我们也为牧师跟同工们的配搭祷告。
So we also pray for pastor working with co-worker.
愿我们在一灵中来服侍你。
So may we serve in unity.
最终的是兴旺你的福音。
To glorify your gospel.
愿主在这教会里面得荣耀。
So may your name be glorified in this community.
把我们下一代再次的交托给你。
And also we leave the next generation into your hand.
愿2023年对他们来讲是一个崭新的一年。
So may 2023 be a new year to them.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是我们的王。
You are our king.
你是掌权的那一位。
So you're in charge.
我们把我们一生交托给你。
So we leave our life for you in front of you.
我们知道你会带领我们。
You will lead us.
这是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
也是教会的祷告。
Also the prayer of this church.
祷告在主耶稣基督的圣名里。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
今天的主题是你看过主吗？
The title of my sermon, Have you seen the Lord?
你看过主吗？
Have you seen the Lord?
它是从马太福音第二章一到十二节。
From Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 12.
当然在马太福音里面，它是唯一的一章第一本福音书有讲到所谓星象家或者是博士来看望主耶稣的事实。
Book of Matthew is the only book mentioned about magi or astrologers visiting Jesus.
如果你有机会去读那个路加福音的话，
If you read Book of Luke,
你会知道路加福音的描述跟这里是不太一样。
You can see the difference in their description.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah.路加福音讲的是哈，路加福音讲的是一群牧羊人来看主耶稣基督。
So Luke talk about a shepherd visiting Jesus.
其他两卷福音书都没有提到这件过程。
And the other four gospel didn't mention any of these.
那在你要知道，在马太福音一开始的时候呢，他介绍主耶稣基督的家谱。
So in the first about genealogy in Book of Matthew.
他的目的是告诉我们，这位主他是生下来就是君王的职分的那一位。
So it's about his status as a king born.
所以第二章呢，他开始介绍我们主耶稣诞生之后一些所谓的博士或者是所谓的智者或是 major 来敬拜，来朝见主耶稣的过程。
And start chapter 2 describing Magi visiting Jesus.
那我们读这个时候呢，如果你去买那个圣诞卡片啊，常常会有，他是把这个两边的福音书的形象都放在一起的，有星象家就骑着骆驼，那也有牧人就在旁边，可是他们围着是什么？一个马槽。
Right, so if you have a Christmas card, often they coalesce two descriptions together, shepherd, manger, and magi.
马槽是在路加福音提的。
So manger described in Book of Luke.
马太福音提的不是一个马槽哦。
And Matthew didn't mention about manger.
马太福音是说一个小孩在一个房子里面哦。
So actually described a child in a house.
所以基本上两件事情的发生有可能不是在同一时间哦。
So probably those two incidents didn't happen at the same time.
所以弟兄姊妹们读经啊，我们要读得仔细。
So we have to pay close attention when we study the Bible.
我们不要说看那个所谓的圣诞卡是这么画，你就用这样跟他讲，那天有星象家，有牧人去看主耶稣。
So don't describe what you saw on the Christmas card.
那牧师就讲，那个画的是很美。
It's a beautiful picture though.
可是并不是圣经讲的事实。
The Bible didn't describe shepherd and magi together.
所以基督徒读经啊，第一个我们要读事实。
So we need to study the facts in the Bible.
你对圣经清楚了，你才能够知道我们所说所做的是不是符合圣经。
So you have to clear about Bible, then we know what we do is based on Bible.
所以我现在我们来一节一节看。
So let's read verse by verse.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹大的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
这里的希律王是所谓的大希律王。
The King Herod is the first in line.
他大概是主后四五年时候就过生了。
So he passed four or five years after Jesus was born.
那就是这个大希律王就是要出命令要把两岁以下的男婴杀掉这个大希律王。
So this King Herod gave the order to kill all the infant or children younger than 2 years old.
那这个大希律王，希律王哦，他是以东人，他是以东人。
He's from the tribe of Edom.
他并不是犹太人。
So he was not a Jew.
你如果有机会，你读他的那个介绍，他的传记的时候，他的人生也是蛮戏剧性的。
So he had a theatrical life.
后来他娶了所谓的犹太人，就是米利暗叫米利暗，娶了那犹太人做老婆。
So he married a Jewish woman, Miriam.
就是因为他娶了那个犹太人的老婆之后，犹太人就接受他在那边罗马政府命令他在那边做犹太人的王。
So that's why the Jew accepted him as the king of Jew.
那希律王呢？他非这个人非常有谋略。
So he's a crook.
可是他也非常的残暴。
And he has experienced a lot, and also very crook.
他娶了很多的老婆。
So he married many women.
他最爱的是他的大老婆。
So his most loved was his first wife.
如果你们有机会，不晓得你们看过《甄嬛传》没有
？So have you watched the drama?
就有点像《甄嬛传》那背景。
So the plot quite similar.
这个大希律王为了要维持他的王位
，The King Herod need to maintain his throne.
他把他的糟糠之妻杀掉。
So he killed his wife.
就是米利暗一世。
So he killed Miriam.
而且米利暗是希律王最爱的那个太太。
So one of his most beloved wife.
所以他不仅把他最爱的老婆杀了。
So he could kill the woman he loved the most.
他也把他两个儿子老大老二也杀了。
He also killed his first and second son.
所以你像这个人他本性的话，他所在意的是什么？
So what matters to him?
是他的权位。
So his power.
他对那个主耶稣是什么他根本不在意。
He cared nothing about Jesus.
所以如果你读那个福音书的话，他一听到耶稣基督的时候，他里面是什么感觉？
So if you read four gospels, what did he feel when he mentioned Jesus?
他认为这位耶稣是那他杀掉的施洗者约翰的再复活了。
So he thought Jesus was a reincarnation of the John the Baptist he killed before.
所以原则上他是一种良心的谴责。
So actually, his conscience
可是最怕的是说，这个耶稣出现会不会对他的王位，对他这个人的安危有危险？
But he was threatened by the birth of Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们在你的工作上、家庭里面都是一样的。如果我们像大希律王认为说，我要把这个当作一个位置的时候
，So you will take things serious as a power seat.
当有一个 new leader 出来的时候呢
？When a new leader came,
我们里面就开始有压力。
So we feel pressure.
好，那希律王的时候，这时候耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。
So Jesus was born in the Bethlehem in Judea.
这个伯利恒的意思呢，就是 house of bread， 就是面包的家。如果直接这样翻译的话
，Direct translation Bethlehem means the house of bread.
我上次在讲啊，主耶稣是我们什么
？So what did I mention last time？
他是我们真正的什么？ So, 生命的粮。
So Jesus is our true bread of life.
我觉得这很有意思。主耶稣出生的时候，就是一个满了面包的房子。
So he was born in the house of bread and being the bread of life.
其实他本身他就是我们的面包。
So he was born to be our bread.
所以这个很有意思啊。如果你觉得那个可以，这是蛮有意思。他出生在一个面包的房子啊。他在那里的时候，有几个博士从东方来到哪里？来到耶路撒冷。
So no pun intended, and several magi visited Jerusalem.
那这博士呢？这英文叫 NIV 叫 magi。
So translated either astrologers or wise men.
可是呢，一般的话呢，我们把它翻成 the wise men 智者。
So most of the time we translate.
所以你看这几个博士啊，也有人说他是术士，就会行法术的；也有说就直接说他是星象家。不过我们把它当作他们是有智慧的人。
So astrology, magician, but they're wise men.
他们在东方。
From the east.
东方是哪里？我们不清楚。
We don't know where the east was.
可是绝对不会是中国大陆哈。
I don't think it was mainland China.
他从中国大陆从那边几个骆驼骑过来的时候，我不知道可能几年才到，不是啊。他的东方应该是说现在的波斯巴比伦这一带。
Probably Persian Babylonian Kingdom.
所以如果你回到这个旧约的历史来看哈。
From Old Testament.
在那时候的南国约大国的时候是被铁萨罗尼什么那名字就是英文会铁萨罗尼加王是吧？这是一个波斯巴比伦王他所征服的尼珀讲一下吧。
So Nebuchadnezzar,
谢谢杨老师，谢谢。
So Nebuchadnezzar conquered Judea.
那我们知道他那时候统治者来讲做的事，就把他们的精英贵族这些比较有钱的人全部俘虏到巴比伦去了。
He took prisoner the elite.To Babylon.
那时候后来之后的确有一群人在回到圣殿做重建城墙的过程。
70 years later, they returned to rebuild the wall.
可弟兄姊妹们，有一群人他们在巴比伦待了习惯了，他们是不会回去的。
And some was used to living in Babylon and didn't return.
他们已经习惯在 Irvine, 哇你看要到 HMA 啦，你要到什么 Spectrum 啦，叫做 South Coast 百货公司，哇那太舒服了。
So just people so comfortable living in Irvine with everything close by.
你要我再到什么 San Bernardino 啦，或者是什么 Arizona 去啊，以前我的那个再回去种前墙城墙的时候呢，我这几代在这里已经生根了，也很舒服了，我们就不回去了。
So they didn't want to go back to build the wall. It's too tough for them.
可是那些留下来的人哦，还是一样敬拜耶和华。
But those people remain Babylonians, still worship Jehovah.
他们还是一样守他们的犹太的教规啊。
And observe their ritual.
那我相信，在他们这些所谓的外邦的星象，或者是博士，或者是智者，一定有接触这一群人。
So those Gentile Magi probably had connection or contact with the Jew.
意思说他们不一定像犹太人在巴比伦地方守过节期的那个生活。
So they may not observe the Jewish holidays.
就像我们今天来庆祝圣诞节一样。
As we celebrate Christmas.
我相信也有一群人在外面现在时候他们可能在拜拜啦或打篮球都有可能嘛。
So there are people maybe worship some other god or playing basketball.
所以这群智者呢，跟那时候旅居在巴比伦的呢，他们一定，我是这么想，一定有彼此有交流，因为他们是智者，喜欢追求知识。
So I infer those wise men probably had in touch, had connection or interaction with the Jew because they were curious.
所以我相信就从那时候他知道在民数记大卫提民数记就有预言说有一个所谓的他们以后的一个君王会从一个伯利恒这地方出生。
Especially foretold the future king was born in Bethlehem in the book of Numbers.
而在民数记里面特别讲这君王出来的时候是到世纪的末了时候做王的。
So, to be king at the end of the earth.
所以那个是王不单单是犹太人的王哦。
So not just Jewish king.
他是众国的王哦。
He's the king of all nations.
他是全世界的王哦。
King of the world.
所以你现在看这些并不是所谓犹太人的这些智者他们寻找了一个众国的王哦。
So actually these wise men, even though they're not Jew, they're looking for the king of the whole world.
所以他听到这个王要出生来他听到的第二节说那生来做犹太的王在哪里。
So they were asking, where's the one who has born king of the Jews?
所以我相信这一群所谓的新乡家或智者的话一定知道啊他们也盼望一个全世界王来到这世上。
So they must expecting the king of the world to be born.
我说他们有一个寻求的心要来见这位王。
So they have a searching heart to see this king.、
所以他们说我们在东方看见他的心特来拜他。
So we saw the star when it rose and have come to worship him.
所以这群智者呢他也会看星象。
So they are, know about astrology.、
那弟兄姊妹中国的星象我昨天有跟一些弟兄姊妹聊天。你知道在中国历史上最有名的星象家是谁吗？
You know the most famous astrologist in China?
就你的认识历史书里面哪一个人会利用星象观星象帮助他打仗？
So anyone who can use astrology to win the war.
谁？
孔明啊。
诸葛亮，孔明嘛。
对。
对不对？他说他有将星，他为了保持他招东风嘛。
So he can attract the wind to win the war.
所以星象这个东西不是我们现在才有的。
So astrology has been in history for some time.
在西方历史，在东方历史早就有了。
But in the West and in the East also,
我们现在所谓一般人流所迷信的什么紫微斗数也是从这下来的。
So some superstition also originated from astrology.
那约翰使徒约翰在约翰福音里面要帮助我们对付呢也是所谓的希腊人的星象学的传统观念。
So in book of John also mentioned about astrology among Greeks.
那不管怎么说他们就用新好像新的发现呢可以应对到一个人的出生或者一个人的存在。
So a star can signify or meant.
所以在希腊的星象学里面所谓的希腊王他们都有一个星在那里的。
So among Greek, there are also a star representing each king.
在中国的历史上我们也把伟大的人物跟星是连在一起的。
We also in China connect the famous people, great people with stars.
所以他们不管怎么说他们看到了一颗星他们就是怎么知道我不了解哈可是那个星大家都猜是什么星哈。
So I don't understand the astrology, but maybe just my guess.
有的人说是北极星。
Some is an, polar star.
有人说是那个 lost star. 就是晨星闪亮的那颗星。
Right, or morning star.
那基本上我不知道我不知道是什么星。
I don't know what that means.
所以如果你看几年前一个牛津大学毕业的一个做这方面研究的一个博士。
The PhD graduates of Oxford.
他特别有做这一方面的研究。
So study in this area.
他说那时候正好发现一个陨石啊从那时候飞向了地球。
So he talk about there was a meteorite falling to the earth.
抱歉。所以相信那个主的星就是那时候飞过的陨石。
So probably the star, maybe that meteorite.
那我不知道对或错。
I don't know whether it's right or wrong.
不管怎么说，就是有一颗星在那里。
Regardless, there was a star.
所以他们来见这个希律王。
So they came to King Herod.
所以你当然知道希律王，我刚才讲他这个人是什么样的一个君王了嘛。
So I already mentioned what kind of king was Herod.
他听见了，心里不安呐。
So of course, it bothered him.
有一个 new leader 要出来了。
So there's a king will be born.
我心里不安的。
Of course, it disturbed him.
耶律撒冷合成的人也都不安。
And the whole city were all disturbed.
整个耶路撒冷啊，长期以来习惯耶路撒冷生活的人也不安了。
And the people living there also were disturbed.
有个 new leader 来了。
Because there will be a new leader.
我们都不安。
So when the new leader, everybody will be tentative.
这西律王就做了什么事呢？
So what did King Herod do?
他招了这些所谓的社会上有名望的这个代，就是所谓在做领袖的人来在一起。
So he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law.
就是祭司长和民间的文士。
The chief priests and the teacher of the law.
他就问这些人说，基督诞生在何处？
He asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
然后祭司长和民间的文士就给他答案了。
So they answered.
他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者。
In Bethlehem, Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written.
这群人懂得圣经哦。
So they know Bible.
他们知道圣经讲主耶稣的事哦。
So they knew Bible talk about Christ.
所以祭司长跟文士也了解旧约里面的民数记讲的哦。
So the chief priests and the teachers knows about Christ.
他说，犹大地的伯利恒啊。
In Bethlehem, in Judea.
你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的。
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, you're by no means the least.
因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来。
Among the ruler of Judea, where out of you will come a ruler.
牧羊你的，牧羊你的臣民，哈，这个没有翻译，牧羊以色列。
Who will shepherd my people, Israel?
那这一段呢，是从弥迦书出来的。
Actually from Book of Micah.
应该我印象中是弥迦书第一章第五节，还是第五章第一节，我现在不记不是很清楚。
So either chapter 5 verses 1 or chapter 1 verses 5.
所以讲到心是从民数记那里来的。
But the star was mentioned in the book of Numbers.
讲到要从这个犹大地的伯利恒出来，是从弥迦记出，弥迦。
So in Bethlehem in Judea is from book of Micah.
所以这个祭司啊，跟那个先知，他们都很清楚这里面讲的是什么。
So the prophets knew what they were talking about.
祭司跟文士，祭司长跟文士。
So the chief priests and the teacher of the law knew what they were talking about.
哦，这当下。
So that then.
希律王听到了，马上。
So Herod called the Magi.
他马上就招了博士，这些所谓的有智慧的人来。
So he called them to his presence.
他就细问啊，那个星是什么时候出现的？
And found out from them exact the time the star had appeared.
然后就猜这些星象家、这些博士哈、这些智者呢，往伯利恒去了。
He sent them to Bethlehem.
他给他们理由很好。
He gave them a nice excuse.
啊，请你们去仔细的寻访那个小孩子。
Go and search carefully for the child.
找到了就来跟我报信。
As soon as find him, report to me.
啊，我也好去拜他。
So that I can may go and worship him.
弟兄姊妹们，你们认为他是真的要去拜他吗？
Did he really mean it?
你们真的觉得他是要去拜他吗？
Do you think he would go and worship?
他是这个君王是下令把两岁以下的小孩都杀掉的。
So he ordered two and younger to be killed.
第九，他们听见王的话就去了。
After they heard the king, they went on their way.
在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行。
And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of him.
弟兄姊妹，不要说星会在你前面一直走哈。
Don't you think the star will lead you?
它不是像好像前面会动的，你在这边正好那个，它只是一种形容词哈。
It's just a description.
因为那时候对地球的观念还不是那么清楚。
Because people don't understand geology.
所以这我举个例子，像 Daniel 跟 Kevin 小时候。
So when Daniel and Kevin were younger.
那我们就开着车，他们坐在车后面。
So they were in the back seat when we drove.
他就说 Daddy.
So they were crying out Daddy.
你们知道那月亮一直在追着我们哦。
So the moon is chasing us.
你要开快一点。
Drive faster.
哇，你看月亮一直追我们哈。
The moon is chasing us.
要知道月亮有没有追我们啊。
Did the moon chase us?
月亮是没有动的。
The moon didn't move.
动的是谁啊？
Who were moving?
动的是我们这个人。
Because we were moving.
所以主的心在那里。
So the star was there.
你为什么知道他一直带着你走呢？
So how do you know the star led you?
因为你必须是一个寻找主的人。
Because you're a man searching for Lord.
主没有变。
Lord didn't change.
他的教导没有变。
His teaching hasn't changed.
他的话没有变。
His words last forever.
可是变的是谁啊？
Who changed?
是我们。
We.
我们不去追求主。
So we stop searching for the Lord.
你不可能会觉得主在前面带着。
Then if you're not searching, the Lord won't be leading.
你不可能。
It's impossible.
啊，所以一直走到小孩子的地方。
So when they reached the place where the child was.
你看这里说是小孩子哦。
So they talk about the child.
他不是说 baby 婴孩哦。
So not infant or newborn.
在哪里？在房子里哦。
Over the place, a house.
所以在上头就停住了。
When they saw the star stopped over there.
其实心不是停住了。
The star didn't stop.
是他们到了那个地方。
Because they had arrived.
你到主面前也是一样的感觉哦。
So it's the same feeling when you came to the Lord.
他们看见了那心就大大的欢喜。
They were overjoyed.
这里欢喜呢，这原来叫 overjoy 呢，在 John Piper 啊，他是说这是四层的四个加成的欢喜。
This is an emphasis upon emphasis.
这是欢喜。
Overjoy and
欢喜再欢喜。
So it's an emphasis upon emphasis.
大欢喜再加欢喜。
Overjoy.Super joy.
他说大大的欢喜再欢喜。
And mighty joy.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Hallelujah. 感谢主。Very good. 我是佩服。这大大的欢喜。所以我们看到主啊大大的欢喜。
So we should be overjoyed when we saw the Lord.
所以基督徒有个特征哦。
So there's a characteristic about Christians.
我们日子可以很难过哦。
So the life may be hard.
你可以有一个很不讲道理、很暴的牧师哦。
So maybe the pastor was dominating.
阿门啊，你碰对。可是呢，不管怎么说，你这个人呢，因为你有主的同在，你还是怎么样
？So because the unity, so we still follow the pastor.
你还是大大的欢喜。
So we still overjoy.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，在人的面前。如果你真的是一个有主的人
，So if you with the Lord in front of people，
我们应该是怎么样
？So what should we do？
大大欢喜
，Overjoy
啊！进了房子
，So into the house，
你看是房子喽，不是马槽
，Not manger but to the house。
哦，所以最起码那个耶稣应该是。不是在什么在一个被窝里面那种，他是一个小孩子咯。
So he's a child.
看见小孩子和他的母亲玛利亚。
He saw the child with his mother Mary.
啊，我们不是只有三个星象家或是 Magi 啊，那是形容词，有多少个我们不知道哈。
We don't know how many actually Magi were there.
他们一看到主耶稣跟他的母亲玛利亚。
So when they saw the child with his mother Mary,
他们把礼物就打开来了。
They opened their treasures.
有黄金
，gold，
有乳香
，frankincense，
有没药
，and myrrh，
把礼物来献给他
，presented him with gifts。
啊，待会我会跟大家讲这三个是什么意义。
So I will mention to you later about the meaning of these gifts。
意思就是说，弟兄姊妹，你来见主耶稣的时候
，when you come to see Jesus，
你不能空手来的。
You cannot come empty-handed。
常常我们来看主耶稣来主日聚会的时候，我们都是空手来的。
We often come empty-handed to worship.
我们常常认为来，反正牧师会讲道了。
The pastor will preach.
反正那个敬拜团队一定要唱好听的诗歌啦。
Praise team will sing wonderful songs.
最后结束的时候呢，牧师大大的祝福我们了。
And then we will have blessing by pastor at the end. Benediction.
所以我就空手的来。
So we all came empty-handed.
得到吃了一顿很好吃的丁散。
So had a wonderful lunch,
或者是打了一个很好玩的麻将
，or play mahjong,
然后呢又空手的回去
，then went empty-handed also.
我们不能空手来哦。
We shouldn't come empty-handed.
你要带黄金
，you need to bring gold.
你要带乳香
，frankincense.
你要带没药
，and myrrh.
博士因为在梦中被主指示
，and have been warned in the dream.
不要回去见希律。
Not to go back to Herod.
所以神在这里开始在梦中给他们有意象，有指
示。So they gave them a direction and vision.
就因为这些所谓的智者、星象家，他们愿意顺服神的带领。
Those magi submissive to the Lord.
他们就从别的路回去了。
They returned to their country by another route.
因为他们顺服父神的带领。
Because they were submissive to the leadership of the Lord.
你们知道他救了谁的生命呢？
So who were saved?
他们救了谁？
Who were saved?
救了主耶稣。
They saved the Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们做个基督徒。
So as a Christian,
我们如果不顺服神的带领。
So if we don't submit to the leadership of the Lord.
我们重视人的关系。
And stress relationship with people.
当主的话跟你讲的时候，
When God is speaking to you,
我们牺牲谁？
So who do we sacrifice?
当你决定不听的时候，
When you decided not to listen,
你们知道我们牺牲谁吗？
So who were sacrificed?
我们牺牲了谁？
So who were sacrificed?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督哦。
Jesus Christ.
可是如果我们愿意听主的话呢？
If you're willing to listen to the Lord,
就像耶利米先知一样，
just like the prophet Jeremiah.
耶利米先知敢对着当时的大祭司哈撒，
so he can boldly in front of chief priest.
那个大祭司把他叫把耶利米抓来。
So he, the chief priest arrested Jeremiah.
然后他几个大耳光。
And, slapped him.
那耶利米就指着他说。
So Jeremiah accused him.
他说你这个所谓的他说你他的名字叫做 danger of this country.
So mention you're the curse of this
country. 说你这个所谓的你这个所谓的大祭司啊。
So even though you're a chief priest.
你不晓得你是这个国家的危险吗？
So actually you endanger this country.
弟兄姊妹们我们要来见主哦。
So we will face Lord one day.
请问你，你读这个二章一到十二节的时候
，When you read chapter 2 verses 1 to 12,
你有这样的看见吗
？Have you seen this？
你把它当作圣诞节的庆祝吗
？Just a celebration for Christmas？
你有看到牧师所讲的
？Have you listened what pastor just preached？
好，所以我们大纲来讲哈，这个我就不提了，这个我刚才解释给你们听了。所以我们有两个，就是主的心跟看到王、看到主。
So there's two important.
所以呢，生下来做犹太之王的在哪里啊？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Where's the one who has been born king of Jew? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
所以主就是犹太人的王啊。
So the Lord is the king of Jew.
他不需要人家来把他做王的。
So has born been king. So.
他根本不需要人来拥戴他，就像前面我约翰福音跟大家讲过，五千个人要跟他，要他来做王，他不需要这些。
So just like last several weeks I mentioned, he didn't need 5,000 to put him as a king.
因为一方面他知道跟随他的人心在哪里。
Because he knew the people following him, their hearts.
一方面他根本也不需要人的称赞赞美。
And he needs no praise from people.
因为他生来就是王。
Because he has been born king.
第二再来就是民数记，我刚才有讲了哈，这我就不提了哈。就是他们提了，我看到是心啊，有心要出于雅各，有战要兴于以色列，必打破摩押的四角，毁坏扰乱之子。
A star came out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the people of Sheth.
然后生下来做犹太王，直接翻译就是生来做犹太人之王的在哪里呢？我们看见他的心，所以前来朝拜他。
Where's he who is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and we come to worship him.
这我有意思，我讲了哈。所以我们看到我们的主，你第一件事会怎么
？So when we see the Lord, what we will do first?
你应该是极大的喜乐。
To be overjoyed.
非常的喜乐。
So joy without limit.
就像我这样讲的，如果你是一个能够真正的碰到主的一个基督徒。
So if you really have met Lord.
是，圣经有讲，我们碰到主，这个在腓立比书里面常常的提醒我们。
In book of Philippians.
他说你要喜乐。
Rejoice always.
你要常常的喜乐。
Rejoice always.
我觉得喜乐不是装来的。
So it's not pretension.
喜乐也不是你强迫自己，看到人要假微笑。
But cannot be forced, just smile.
那牧师啊，常常这样做。
So pastor has to smile all the time.
常常看到你，我一定要假微笑一下。
So I have to smile when I see people.
一定要假微笑一下。 所以牧师第一功课要做什么？
So what's the homework for a pastor?
要先去矫正牙齿。
So she don't have orthodontics.
你好，弟兄好啊，喜乐不是这样来的。
So this is not a true joy.
喜乐是因为我们里面有主。
Because we have Lord in our heart.
我们不怕人的反对，我们不怕我们生活环境怎么样。
So regardless the objection from people or the circumstances,
我们大大的喜乐。
We will overjoy.
第二个呢，你看到主你会怎么样？
Secondly, what we should do?
我们会俯伏的敬拜他。
Bow down and worship him.
圣经里面说的俯伏。
So bow down.
是五体投地的意思。
So is it on all fours?
这是中国人讲的五体投地。
So on all fours.
今天老师在，我不想你们知道五体投地，年轻人大概没那观念。
Probably young people don't know what all fours mean.
那就是说，牧师就做给大家看。
So pastor will show you.
那我不能向着你们哈。
So I will not facing you.
我向着我们的主。
So I will face the cross.
就是你必须要这样子。
So you need to kneel down and bow down. And on all fours.
那你们知道这五五伏地，五五伏地对你我们的意思是什么吗？
So do you know the true meaning?
你知道你这一辈子只有一个王吗？
So there's only one king in your life.
你知道你这辈子只有一个你的主人吗？
So you only have one master.
你知道你这辈子你所要取悦的是谁吗？
So only one person you need to.
你知道你这辈子能够让你这个人完全俯伏敬拜他的是谁吗？
Who is worthy for you to bow down?
不是你的爸爸。
Not your parents.
不是你的妈妈。
Not your mom.
不是你公司的老板。
Not your boss.
甚至不是牧师。
Not even your pastor.
也不是所谓带领你的弟兄姊妹啊。
And not the brother and sister leading you.
弟兄姊妹是谁啊？
So who?
主耶稣基督哦。
Jesus Christ.
那我们会怎么样呢？献他礼物。
Present him with gifts.
不要空手来见耶稣基督哦。
Don't come to Jesus empty-handed.
把你的宝盒打开哦。
Open the gift box.
把你那个很贵的包包打开哦。
So open your precious purse.
把你那个藏宝盒打开哦。
So open your treasure trove.
拿什么黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
黄金是国王的礼物。
Gold is a gift for the king.
乳香是给祭司的礼物。
Frankincense was a gift to priests.
没药是给死者的礼物。
Myrrh was a gift to the dead.
意思说弟兄姊妹你来敬拜了。
So when you come to worship,
甚至在家里也一样。
Even in your household,
你祷告的时候。
When you pray,
你唱诗歌的时候。
When you sing the hymn,
你在外面看到神这个美丽的创造的时候。
So when you see the wonderful creation by God,
甚至有时候你开车啊，不小心差点没命的时候，神救你的时候。
So when you have a near miss traffic accident because God saved you,
也有可能你遇到这件事情，但你在主面前一直流泪，主啊，这个牧师是什么东西啊？怎么可以做这样的事情
？So maybe you're crying, why a pastor doing this way?
那时候是你在谁面前呢
？So who were you in front of?
你是在主面前呢
？The Lord.
那我请问，我们有没有把这三个礼物带给他？
Did we bring him the three gifts?
你们圣诞主啊，不管发生在我身上什么事情
，So regardless what happened to me,
你还是我的王啊。
So you're still my king.
主啊，只有你才可以帮助我来到神面前啊。
Only you can help me.
你是那个平安王。
So you're the king.
你也是那个最完美的大祭司。
And the high priest.
只有你才可以把我这样的一个软弱不堪、破碎的人带到神面前。
So only you can bring this broken sinner in front of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，牧师的责任也是一样的。
The pastor is doing the same.
我只能把你们带到神面前。
I can bring you to the Lord.
我不一定会陪你们很久。
I may not be with you long.
你们也不一定跟我很久。
You may not be following me long.
我在跟你们做牧师的时候。
As long as I'm your pastor.
我只有一个责任。
There's only one responsibility.
就是把你们带到神面前。
Bring you in front of the Lord.
还有呢，你愿意把墨药给这个为我们死的主吗
？Are you willing to give myrrh for the Lord dying for us？
你有没有知道主耶稣为你死
？Jesus died for you。
常常我们到主面前的时候,
Sometimes we never thought about the Christ died for us. You maybe thought, okay, you're supposed to die for me. Do you know the difference?
当我认为你本来就应该为我这个人死的时候,
when you take it for granted,
啊, 但是以你为中心的,
so you are the center.
可是你愿意说主啊, 我愿意把末药给你, 有份于你的死,
so I'm willing to give you a bird because I have a part in your death.
你不是以你这个人为中心的,
so you're not self-centered.
啊, 那 弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sister,
你来建筑, 你要带礼物哦,
so when you see Lord, you need to bring gifts.
你要承认他是你的王哦,
He's your king.
你要知道只有主可以把你带到神面前哦,
only Jesus can bring you to God.
你也必须要知道不是只有主抱着你要知道主的一个很大的职事就把你带到神面前哦,
so His responsibility is to bring you to God.
你也必须有份于主耶稣的死,
so you're part of the death of Christ.
啊, 三样礼物,
the three gifts.
啊, 所以黄金给王, 乳香给祭司, 末药给死的人,
so go for the king, frankincense for the priest, myrrh for the dead.
这些是智者的礼物,
so these are the gift of the wise man.
他们预言耶稣将成为真正的王, 是完美的君尊祭司, 也是我们世人的什么, 最高的救主。
Who prophesied that Jesus will be the true king, the perfect royal priest, the supreme savior of the world.
所以还有我们会怎么样呢? 改走别的路,
return by another route.
啊, 因为在梦中被主指示了, 不要回去见希律, 就从别的路回去。
And having been warned in the dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
因为我们顺服我们的神,
because we were submitted to our Lord,
我们愿意改变我们的人生的路,
so we're willing to repent and change direction.
也是因为我们这样的顺服的改变,
because we're submitted to Him,
我们保护了在我们里面的主耶稣基督,
so we protect Jesus in us.
如果我们不顺服神的旨意,
if we don't submit to the will of God,
想照自己的意思走,
on our own will,
我们所常常沮杀的, 主杀的,
but what we kill,
是在你里面的主耶稣,
it's Jesus in you.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹们, 我们要用见王的心来找主,
so we must look for the Lord with the heart of seeing a king.
当你看到主的时候,
when we see the Lord,
你会欢喜起来,
overjoyed,
你会俯伏地敬拜他,
bow down and worship Him,
你会把黄金、乳香、末药当作礼物献给他,
present gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh,
还有你不会坚持走你的路,
and you will not insist on your own way.
啊, 那结论,
so in conclusion,
这里有三种人,
so there's three kind of person,
一个是希律王,
King Herod,
一个是所谓的祭司跟民间大祭司跟民间的文士,
chief priests and the teachers of the Lord,
一群是外邦东方的有智慧寻求智慧的博士,
and Gentile wise men magi from the east.
一个希律王他是一个假敬拜的基督徒,
so King Herod worshipped in pretense.
他听到他们讲主耶稣的时候,
when they heard about the birth of Christ,
他甚至说, 我跟你们一样, 我要去敬拜他哦,
so I will go and worship Him.
可是他里面呢, 是要把耶稣基督杀掉的,
but in his heart, he wanted to kill Christ.
一个是自以为认识很多圣经道理的宗教的所谓的高阶层的贵族人士,
so his royalty knows a lot about the scripture.
就是大祭司跟所谓的文士们,
so they were chief priests and the teachers of the law.
他们知道主耶稣什么时候会来, 好像会降生, 他们好像都知道,
they knew the prophecy of the birth of Christ.
他们对圣经的道理也很清楚,
they know the Bible.
可是他们对主耶稣一点兴趣也没有,
but they are not interested in Jesus.
你跟我讲主啊,
so you can say Lord.
牧师那是你的事情,
so that's your business, Pastor.
你跟我讲主啊,
so when you mention Lord to me,
我没有感觉,
I feel nothing.
可是蒙恩的是谁呢?
So who will receive grace?
蒙恩的却是一群, 虽然他们不是信主的外邦人,
so it's a non-believer Gentile.
他们却愿意带一个见王的心来寻求主的人。
So they had the heart searching for the king with presence.
弟兄姊妹，你们不觉得这很讽刺吗？
So ironic.
那你要不要成为那智者呢？
So do you want to be the wise man?
牧师问我，也问大家。
So I ask you, myself and everyone.
你看过主？
Have you seen the Lord?
你看过主？
Have you seen the Lord?
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们请一起来唱回应诗歌，然后在中间的时候呢，我会请同工们送大家那个圣。